You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Human Rights Commission has issued 20 recommendations to the federal government calling for a major reduction to the populations in immigration detention and for detention facilities on Christmas Island to be shut down. The report, 18 months in the making, reviews the measures taken by the Department of Home Affairs to mitigate the COVID-19 risks in immigration detention, finding that while other countries such as the US, UK and Canada have responded to the pandemic by reducing the number of people in closed detention, Australia's numbers have increased by over 11% in the last year. Human Rights Commissioner Edward Santow says the department must urgently release people into community-based alternatives.
One of the key recommendations that we make is to reduce the number of people in immigration detention, because that will allow the people that remain to practice physical distancing.
He says almost 250 detainees have been identified as having an elevated risk from COVID-19, and this group needs to be prioritised for release. In response, the department noted the recommendation, saying it proactively continues to review the necessity for an individual's continued detention and that detention is a measure of last resort. Jana Favero of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says in her experience, immigration detention is often the first resort.
People who have traffic offences are put in detention. People who are given custodial sentences, visas cancelled, are put in detention. Refugees who were transferred from Manus and Papua New Guinea to Australia for medical treatment were put into detention facilities. They are not being used by the government as a last resort. They are being used by the government as a common part of their policy of deterrence and punishment.
Human Rights Commissioner Edward Santow has also recommended the urgent decommission of all immigration detention facilities on Christmas Island, saying the reopening of Northwest Point is not an appropriate solution to overcrowding at other facilities. Mr. Santow says for years the Commission has called for the detention facilities on the island to be shut down, but the ongoing pandemic has now created the potential for a catastrophic health risk for vulnerable detainees.
It's more than 2,500 kilometres away from the nearest capital city in Australia, Perth, and that means that it's a long way from acute medical facilities.
The department says due to international flight restrictions and border closures, Border Force has been unable to remove what it calls unlawful non-citizens from Australia, with Christmas Island facilities providing capacity relief across the network. It says the department has contracted services to maintain the health and welfare of detainees on the island. However, advocate Ms. Favero says if that was the case, 4-year-old Christmas Island detainee Tanaka would not have been rushed to Perth for urgent medical treatment.
We've seen from the inadequate medical facilities for Tanaka recently, but also for other refugees who suffer mental and physical health impacts from being in detention. The issue is that the government likes putting people in detention because they're out of sight and out of mind.
The Human Rights Commission report found the average length of time spent in closed immigration detention in Australia has continued to increase. Home Affairs data showing in March 2021, the average stay was 641 days, the highest ever recorded. Commissioner Edward Santow also raising concerns about the use of high care accommodation units for COVID isolation and the so-called operational quarantine procedures, in which detainees are locked down for 2 weeks after an off-site appointment.
There are instances that we're very concerned about, where someone in immigration detention is told that if they go out to a medical appointment, that when they come back, they'll then have to spend 14 days in what's known as operational quarantine. Unless there's a clear, strong public health justification for quarantine, it should not be used.
In its response, the government noted the call to revise operational quarantine policies and procedures, but disagreed with the call to stop using high care accommodation units for detainees released from hospital who have significant physical and/or mental health conditions. The department stating while high care units are at times used for medical quarantine, it is for the exclusive purpose of managing the COVID-19 risk to the health and safety of detainees, and that while in medical quarantine, detainees have access access to essential personal items, with their physical and mental health regularly monitored. Commissioner Edward Santo says while it's his job to make human rights recommendations to the government, the ultimate decision to take them rests with the Department of Home Affairs.
We certainly hope that it does lead to real change. There's clear urgency here. Immigration detention can be a very difficult experience. We know that the risks for COVID-19 are high in immigration detention, so it's very important that we take an approach that maximises the human rights protections for people in detention.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.